Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for October 10th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Here it is, right before Columbus Day, and if you know anything about New England, you know how really beautiful it is right now. With beautiful weather like this, you just want to be as healthy as you can be, so you can be outside taking it all in. And with the health news, we're going to make sure you are. By the way, today in 1913, the Panama Canal was completed, linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And now the news. Seems like there's a growing trend at work around the country. So-called desk jockeys or work walkers are people that have built their desks around a treadmill so that they can spend the day walking while they are working. The original concept was created by Dr. James Levine when he showed that lean people burn about 350 more calories per day. Work walkers can burn as much as 100 to 130 calories per hour. According to one devoted walker, your legs can get kind of tired. No kidding. Not to mention how hard it must be to drink that cup of coffee on your desk. And talking about exercise, researchers from the University of Melbourne showed that adults with memory problems could improve their mental function with 6 months' worth of exercise. This is one of the many reports that showed how important exercise is when it comes to memory. I wonder if I can figure out a way to put a treadmill in the kitchen. Not only could I lose weight while making dinner, but I would also remember not to burn the pot roast. And when we come back, we'll look at how much exercise children need and an interesting story on children getting stoned.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
One thing everyone agrees on is that children need exercise. The problem is no one seems to agree on exactly how much. A panel of experts in 2004 said 60 minutes a day was sufficient, but really had no evidence to back it up. Now the exact amount of exercise has become a big controversy. In order to solve this controversy, they have decided to develop a new set of guidelines to determine the proper amount. I have an idea that can save a lot of time and money. How about we turn off the TV and the computer and get the kids outside to run around? I bet they'll figure out how much they need. And for our last story, we look at an unusual consequence of the childhood obesity epidemic. According to Dr. Nelson of Children's Hospital in Boston, there are a growing number of children showing up in doctor's offices with very painful kidney stones as a result of the ongoing childhood obesity epidemic. According to the experts, better diet, increased water, avoiding soft drinks, and increased exercise is the ideal therapy to change this growing epidemic. How about some of the experts figuring out how to get the kids to make these changes, since their parents obviously haven't? And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Approximately 75% of human waste is made of water. While we might typically think that urine is the liquid part of human waste products, the truth is that what we consider solid waste is actually mostly water as well. You should be thankful that most waste is fairly water-filled, as drier, harder stools are what cause constipation and are much harder and sometimes painful to pass. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.